I'm joined by Paul Tisdale, the new MK Dons manager. Hello, Paul.
Hello, good evening.
What a great turnout here at Arena MK for the shirt unveiling.
Yeah, it's fabulous. It's a Monday evening. We're here at Stadium MK, and there's 1,000 people here. And it's the kit launch. It's the England-Tunisia game also. But it's a really good atmosphere. There's been it's a really good event. And there's families here, and you know, it's just a really, really pleasant evening with also the interest of that new kit.
So firstly, on the kit, it's white with gold stripes and then red and black with gold stripes. What do you think?
Well, there's gold stripes. And I mean, I'm obviously familiar with the kits of previous season, but there's a real injection of gold in this. It matches the badge. There's gold there right in front of you when you look at the badge. So I think it's a really bold and glitzy choice, and hopefully it can match the performances we put out onto the pitch this season.
And just before the Dons start their season, obviously we've got the World Cup, which everyone's talking about at the moment. England playing tonight at 7 o'clock. What do you think of England's chances tonight and in the tournament?
Well, they've got a fair chance, of course. It's an unusual World Cup because there doesn't seem to be this hype and expectation surrounding the English team. So I think that probably is a good thing. I think everyone's just here to enjoy it. There's not that sense of the team has to do well, but I think it possibly could do well. And there's a young team, a team that sort of played together through the under-21 team, and I'm hoping to be pleasantly sort of surprised by how well they do. And I think there's every chance.
And you've only been at MK Dons for a few weeks, but I think you'll see if Dele Alli scores this evening here, you'll see how much he means to the Dons fans. How much have you heard about him already?
Well, I mean, you can't fail but miss the fact that, you know, he started his career here. He's well and truly a son of MK Dons, and he's one of the players most likely to impress and win a match for England. So for everyone's benefit, most of all Peter and the club here, I'm really hoping he does.
And I can't let you leave without asking, because it's what everyone's been asking me to ask you. It's the new season, new manager. Are we going to see any new signings, and when are we going to see them?
There will be new signings. I mean, this is my first sort of full day at the club, really. So there's only so many signings.
Come on, Paul, get on with it.
You can do in one day. But there will be new signings. There'll be some arriving very shortly. And I have got to get the balance right, because they are, although the club and the squad have disappointed in the last season or two, there's still some very good players here, and I've got to make sure that any player coming in also complements the talent we have, and we've got to get a team again, you know. And there's plenty of good players here also, so I'm not writing off any of the players that are currently here in the squad. Add one or two or three or four, whatever it takes, and hopefully we can get a team and a winning culture back into the stadium. And that's really my task this season.
Thank you very much for having a chat with me, Paul.